to the U.
U-I-A.
Chris Fade.
Let's go.
Pretty Malik.
It's a big intro here, guys.
Yep.
And Big Rossi.
I mean, I'm not at that level.
The biggest prizes.
You just won 50,000 euros!
With the biggest stars.
Hi, this is Ed Sheeran.
Dua Lipa.
Hi, this is Bibi Rexha.
Bassem Youssef.
This is actually my home version radio.
And the biggest hits.
The Chris Fade Show, live on Virgin Radio 104.4.
Oh yeah, hello mum, hello dad, we're live. Good morning, 6:02 across the UAE. We are back weather-wise. It's a little windy this morning with a chance of light showers, all right? Light showers.
That's the key word.
All right. 6:03, another big one. Good morning, Pretty Malik.
Good morning.
Morning, Ross.
Good morning.
He got his glasses ready to go, which is great.
Didn't have them yesterday.
Where did you find them?
On the sofa.
Oh my gosh,
Ross. I thought I left them at Club Vista Mare, but I went back and they were not there.
They weren't there. He's left them in. Everything gets lost in the sofa. Yeah. Even our dignity sometimes.
Yes. Excuse you.
Basma, good morning.
Good morning.
There it is. Nala off this week. Basma rolling solo in that studio as well.
Doing a great job.
You got those J-Lo hoops on, is that what I see? No.
Oh, yeah.
She's got the J-Lo hoops on.
The J-Lo hoops, yeah.
I want to wear those one day. I mean, would it be weird if I rocked up with J-Lo like earring loop hoops
on?
What do you think?
Chris, you do you, boo. Yeah. If that makes you happy, you go for it.
Thank you so much.
I'm all about supporting
Thanks, Pretty. I appreciate that.
No worries.
On this day, 19 years ago, the first YouTube video was uploaded.
He's not paying attention to our conversation.
Here we go.
That's a fact to start the day. We should do that every... That's great. We should do that. There we go. Great idea.
So, Rossi...
You have to do it.
A fact every single day.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
no.
Yes.
Exactly.
Leave it. That's all right.
It'd be my consistency for him. No Jeds.
Yeah, but creativeness is my
It's creativeness.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Sometimes some creative people are messy and unorganized. That's okay.
It's windy. You can look outside. Please take it easy on the roads. Don't freak out. There is still some flooding across the UAE, obviously in Sharjah, mainly hit right now. Just take it easy. Take it slow on those roads, all right? We still got some floods off Shakeside Road as well, I saw this morning. Go on past sort of that Wellington school. There's a whole area there that's still flooded as well, so just be wary. Schools are still officially off if they want it, as in school from home. You can do that if you like, or you can take them to school if you feel like it's...
Safe to do so.
Yeah, my kids are going to school. But expect delays on the roads once again, especially out of those major roads that we saw yesterday, just out of Al Qudra area, Arabian Ranches, JVC. So we will have some traffic out there. Abu Dhabi bound, like you're good. You're good in Abu Dhabi. Yeah. You're doing well. Big show. We've got tickets to go see Bassem Youssef and Maz Jobrani coming up, which is going to be great. Your pop quiz returns, 10,000 dirhams cash, which is going to be a massive one. And then we are going to talk the big derby that's happening tomorrow, Ross.
Yeah, tomorrow night. Now, listen, I know you say don't stay up, but I'm staying up tomorrow. It's the derby. I have to.
I want you to. It means they're going to lose.
Okay.
Stop it. Guys, we forgot one major thing.
What's that, Pretty?
SB19 is coming to the studio today.
Yeah, Filipino band SB19. These guys are like, they're legendary.
Yeah.
Right? In the Philippines, these guys are like, they're massive, right?
Yeah, huge.
So they're coming in the studio. They message us. They said, hey, can we pop in, guys? I said, you know what? Let's go.
Yeah.
They've got a sold-out show. Wherever they go around the world, they sell out shows. They've got a big show happening here in Dubai.
Tomorrow.
They're good looking people, aren't they? Huh? You see?
Yeah.
You see them? They're like a boy band.
Yeah.
And they're just, I don't know, They're too good looking, actually.
They look good.
You know what? Cancel them.
Cancel. Should I tell them? Yeah, don't come in.
They're too good looking. I'm not having these boys in there. Rossi and I want to, you know.
What? You guys can't. Good. Oh my gosh. Are you guys going to sing in front of us? I don't think we should sing in front of SB19.
I don't think so.
Okay, no.
Let's leave it to the professionals.
Let them sing.
Oh, now that Rossi doesn't, maybe we will.
No, let them sing.
I was going to say, leave it to the professionals. I'll do it. You just watch.
Yeah, sure. Okay. 04871-5544. Can you give me a call right now? Where are you in the UAE? Tell me how the roads are, first of all. Make sure it's safe. And help us choose the next song that gets played on Virgin Radio. How does that sound?
Yeah.
So can you be our first caller of the day? I would love you to. You may have never called a radio station before. Today's the day. 0487155444.
Pick my hits.
It's Bella. Hi, Bella.
Hello.
Good morning. What's going on? What are you doing?
I'm on the way to school.
She's on the way to school. You're 16, are you?
I know. My mom's a teacher, so we're in early every morning.
Oh, my gosh. You have to go in early to school because your mom's a teacher at the school.
Yeah.
Good on you, though. Good on you. Do you ever complain about that, or did you just get it done?
No, it's actually, I get very productive in the morning.
Look at you.
You are good.
Yeah.
That's good, Bella.
That's a good attitude to have. So what time does class actually start?
Classes start, we have form time at 7:45, but real classes start at 8:10.
8:10?
What's form time? What do you do there?
So it's like throughout our year, all of these kids are put into specific groups where you kind of meet in the morning and you get given like school notices, what's going to happen throughout the day, any like big events coming up in the next week. It's kind of like a briefing before the week.
We used to have something similar. It's called homeroom. It's like where you do it every day
or you do it every week?
Every day, yeah.
Every day, yeah. So we used to go to homeroom in the morning, and that's kind of like your base. So if like anything was happening today, anything we should know about, we'd like check in the morning over there and kind of know what's going on.
Bella, did your mum ever teach you as a student? I don't think it's allowed, is it?
No. So she's like a dyslexia specialist. So she works in like Link and helps.
Oh, yeah.
All the kids with dyslexia.
Wow.
Oh, that's good. So she goes around to different classrooms and takes kids out of class and helps them.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
I used to be one of those kids.
Did you?
That needed the extra help?
Yeah, they took me out once and they put me in for a year. I thought I got selected for a special thing. And then I found out. Took me about 3 classes to realize that I was, I'm in the class that don't do too well.
Oh, that's all right. There's nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
Guys. There's nothing wrong with it.
Nothing wrong.
But I used to sit in a class. There was only about 6 of us in there. We used to sit and do extra work, like maths and English work and stuff like that. And I think I did it for about a year, and that was about it. And
Chris
was okay.
Had manipulated all of the other classmates to give him their answers.
That's right. And I got out of there pretty quickly. I just talked to them. Hey, Bella, can you help us choose the next song that gets played on Virgin Radio? We've got like 4 to choose from, and then you select one. Is that okay?
Perfect. Yeah.
All right. Awesome. Cool. Let's go.
Nala's
not here, so I represent Nala. Hi, Nala. What would you like? Hi. Taylor Swift. Love Story. All right, Pretty, what would you like to hear?
I'm going to go to Justin Bieber's first single, Baby.
Rossi, what do you want to hear?
Do you guys know that I'm half Irish, by the way? My mother's side are from Ireland. Here's Foo Fighters.
If times like these learn to live
times like these.
It's times like these you give and give again.
What are you actually doing right now?
I'm talking on the radio. It's my job.
You've got a box in your hand. You're cutting it open right now with a pen as he's doing this.
What are you going for, Chris? What song do you want?
What's in the box? Open it up now.
Like, what is so pressing about this box that
you have to do it
right
now whilst we're on the road? Sorry, Bella. We'll get to another song here.
Don't worry.
We just want to know what's in the box, Ross. Open it.
Hurry up.
No.
Bella's waiting for Chris's song.
I'm not opening it now.
Okay,
I was going to surprise you.
Chris, your song.
We'll find out what he's got in that box shortly.
Nope.
The final song you could select, Bella, is mine, which is Shakira, Waka Waka.
Waka Waka.
What a tune.
This time for Africa.
All right. They are your 4 options. Which one would you like, Bella?
I'm a sucker for a good Taylor Swift song, so I'm going to have to go for Nala.
No.
Nala, settle down. Settle down. Bella, good song. We'll add it to Nala's point tally, which I think gives her 1. It's her first point in about 7 years, and it's all courtesy of you, Bella. Thank you so much. Thank you for being so mature and so amazing. Enjoy. Say hello to mom and enjoy school, all right?
Will do. Thank you so much.
Take care. There's Bella. Congratulations, Nala. Ah!
Ah. You're so annoying.
Do you want to sing along to this song, Nala?
No, no. I am a
yeah. I close my eyes and the flashback starts. I'm standing there on a balcony in summer air.
I should watch
Baby Reindeer.
Baby Reindeer. Sounds like a nice show that I can watch with my children.
No.
Is it about like Bambi or something? Or?
This is not for kids whatsoever. This is a true story of a comedian named Richard Gadd. Mm. And he's the one who stars in the show about his life.
Oh, he actually plays himself.
Yeah, and it's about a stalker that he had.
Okay, don't give you too much away. I won't give you more. Okay.
But just know that while you're watching this show, every time you think it's so bad, it only gets 100 times worse.
Wow, that's crazy. And it's on Netflix?
It's on Netflix.
So it's a good one to watch. We should watch this.
But no kids whatsoever, please. I'll sit down.
No, my kids have probably already watched it. No, they would have. They watched it. We've got all our names.
Yes.
Like on
the Netflix.
So yeah. There's Dad,
yeah.
Brianna, Kiki. We're going to make one for Cruz as well. He's going to have his own little category. So you can, he's got little like baby stuff in there.
Yeah. And Bluey, you gotta let him watch Bluey.
Bluey. Oh, I don't know. I'll see if it passes the test.
Oh, Bluey. No. 100%. Yeah.
Bluey is a sensation not only for kids, but for adults.
Oh, I'll have to watch it first and then I'll put it past him.
It's Australian.
Oh, it must be good. Yeah. Must be all
right.
It's
one of the best shows.
But you know, every time I film, if I put him on my Instagram and we're watching my like basketball or something, I get so many. Chris, it's very bad for him to be watching a screen at this age. You should not be doing it. And I'm like, I'm sure we just got placed in front of a TV.
Yes.
Like, I'm sure.
Not at that age, I don't think.
Yeah, man. You know those like little things, those bassinet things that like go up and down?
Yep.
Like they were made out of like coat hanger wire. You know coat hangers? Like, remember that thing that was like
the bouncy thing?
Yeah, it was like bent into. What? It was bent with like this like thing that they laid on, and you lay on it, and it's like
you go back and forth.
Yeah, you sit in front of a TV.
The baby bouncer thing.
Yeah, like Days of Our Lives.
Yes, yes.
You'd be on. You'd be watching it, and my grandmother would just be. And I'm sure, like that's what we did. Like, came out all right.
Well.
Huh? Don't know about that.
Come on now.
I got. You'll be happy about this one, but it just goes to show that people always. Like jump to
conclusions.
Yeah, when they don't really know the facts. So sometimes I pick up my kids on my motorbike because I just live around the corner from the school, right? And there was a miscommunication, and I went to school on the motorbike to pick the kids up when I should have gone in the car to get them all in. I thought they had their helmets with them at school, but they didn't. So I had to slowly put 2 kids on my motorbike, right? And I was going down the back alleys at like literally 3 miles an hour just to get home because there was no other way. But then 2 complaints came into the school from parents saying it's very irresponsible and all
this.
Okay,
we'll talk about this a little bit later.
No, we won't.
Yeah, no, because this is great.
No, but it's just...
this is great content.
No, I know, but what I... You know, but they don't understand the situation.
Let's do it at eight.
No, I just want to get it out of the way now.
It's been on my mind for two months.
But hold on, Ross. I've done something kind of bad like that as well. So when we talk about this later, I'll throw in my
story.
Very similar story.
Yeah, but there was like 3 complaints. You know, the teachers of the school.
They have a point.
Yeah, 100% they do, but they don't know the backstory about...
Is it the Vespa that you've got that's got the little carriage on the left that they sit in, or is it you actually had them on
the... No, it's not the sidecar one.
So you just had them on the motorcycle?
One was on the seat and then one was in between my arms, and I was going like 2 miles an hour the whole way.
Have they never gone to Thailand or Bali, these people?
Probably, yeah.
No?
But, yeah.
All right, we'll talk about that a little bit later on.
No, we won't.
Yeah, we will. 6:24 live, Virgin Radio, still to come. Jack Harlow, gossip with you, Pretty Molly. Chris Pratt, what news you got?
Oh, my gosh, he's in so much trouble. He's demolishing a home and people are not happy.
We'll find out what's going on. Hold on. Hang out. Morning. Good morning.
Virgin Radio. 104.4. Pretty Malik's Gossip. With Disney Plus. Don't miss the latest obsessions on Disney Plus. Watch Poor Things. Taylor Swift, The Eras Tour, Taylor's Version.
Virgin, and so much more. Download the app and subscribe now.
Okay, what you got, Pretty Molly?
So Chris Pratt and his wife, Katherine Schwarzenegger, are getting hate for buying and then demolishing a potentially historic home in Los Angeles. So they bought the Zimmerman House for $12.5 million in January last year. It was built in 1949.
Okay.
And it's considered, like, architecturally, it's considered like this amazing house that's been there since 1950 now.
It's not Bob Dylan's house, is it?
No, no, it's the Zimmerman House.
Yeah, that's his surname.
It's not.
Was Bob Dylan's real surname Zimmerman?
Yeah.
Bob Zimmerman. Really?
Yeah. No, it wasn't a Bob Zimmerman who bought it. It was another name.
Okay,
if
sorry.
I remember correctly. Sorry. Right. So basically, people are upset. The thing is, though, it was never designated as like a
heritage site. Like, it wasn't protected.
No. So, and they've demolished it. And so everyone's looking at him going, we
what
can't
did
believe
you
did that. It's hard, though, right?
Yeah.
Like, because if you find...
Yeah, well, they, I mean, at the end of the day, they can do whatever they want, you know? If they bought the property, and if there's no, like, legalities around, like, keeping it as a heritage site, what to do?
But it's hard. The house has been there since 1950. Everyone looks at it as, like, a sign of architecture from then. And
No, I get it. I understand why the community would be upset.
Yeah.
They look,
but
at,
like,
it,
now
they look,
that's
they look
on,
at it every day.
But now it's on their name, like Chris and Catherine. Like, they destroyed the
home. They destroyed it. Uh-oh.
Okay, Kid Cudi had to end his Coachella set early after a brutal accident played out in front of everyone. So he decided to jump off the stage and ended up breaking his leg. And
I saw this.
He ended up in the hospital, and he's fine. Yep. And he said that this is what happens when a 40-year-old man tries to prance around the stage like a 26-year-old.
Yeah, but he looked like, before he jumped off the stage, it was like he wasn't sure of the decision. And I'm like, just don't. What are you doing? You know what I mean?
It almost looked like he wanted to, you know, when you do sit jump. When you sit down and then
you jump off. Yeah, you're right.
It almost looked like he wanted to do that, but then just went for the full jump.
Yeah.
I don't know why. And finally, Martin Scorsese is going to be doing a Frank Sinatra biopic.
Yeah. Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, my
God. Just
gosh.
Do all my stories
it's
for
all
right, me.
Pretty, it's okay. It's all right. He's just
I'm into it.
He's actually responding to the...
No.
It's good. So Frank Sinatra, Leonardo DiCaprio playing him.
Well, it's not confirmed yet.
Oh, but
my only thing is...
He would look like him.
He would look the part, but then the singing. I guess they get Michael Bublé or someone to sing the songs instead.
Yeah. Hasn't Leonardo DiCaprio sung in another movie before? Has he ever sung in a movie?
Not that I know of, no. But, like, they can just do what they did with, what's his name, Joaquin Phoenix in Walk the Line. He can mime, you know?
Yeah.
It's for the way you look at me.
Oh.
That's not...
for the only one
Frank Sinatra.
I see.
From a Frank Sinatra
is
playlist.
Very, very...
from his album.
Extraordinary.
I don't know. Rossi
doesn't
would
sound
know.
Like his voice.
More than one that
was taken from Frank Sinatra's greatest hits, full playlist, the best of Frank Sinatra, Frank Sinatra's collection.
Maybe it's like early Frank.
I don't know. Rossi would know. I don't know.
Well, have a look. Frank Sinatra, like, what a legend of a voice.
Oh. Just a game for two.
Oh.
New York.
In love,
my way.
Let's go to New York, New York. Let's
my way.
New York.
See the difference in the voice.
Up in a city that doesn't sleep, and find I'm king of the hill.
Ha ha.
Top of the heap.
I could be today's Frank Sinatra.
Go, hit me.
These little town shoes.
Maybe you guys should do Frank Sinatra for Duvet this week.
Yeah.
Rossi, you'd kill it.
Thank you very much. I'm ready to go.
Hold on. Why would Rossi? I would kill it. Like, that's like, this is my voice. Like, I could do Frank Sinatra.
Go.
I've got you.
Under my skin.
You know what? Okay, up next, let's do a Sinatra off.
No.
Yep.
All right.
See how hard that was to get him involved?
Okay, so each of you pick a song.
And then we got a vote.
30 seconds.
Yeah. 40 seconds. Because he sings slow.
Okay, so each of you pick your song. Don't tell each other what song you're going to do.
And
Frank Sinatra.
Who does the best Frank Sinatra?
Okay.
All right, we'll do it next. Hang out, Virgin Morning. Welcome back to the show. Pretty earlier on in the gossip, talked about a brand new Frank Sinatra movie.
Yeah, Martin Scorsese wants to do a Frank Sinatra biopic. Jennifer Lawrence, by the way, they're saying would play Ava Gardner.
Okay, cool.
And they're saying the actor to play Frank is going to be Leonardo DiCaprio.
I can see it. I think he'll be a great Leo. So then
Frank.
Frank, sorry. Yeah, Leo would be a great Leo as well, though, wouldn't he?
He is a great Leo.
We have now a Frank Sinatra off. Rossi and I, we both claim that we could do Frank Sinatra. And who can do Frank Sinatra the best, though? That's the question.
Well, I do love a bit of Frank. I used to sing along to Frank from the age of 16.
Wow.
So. I used to sing from the age of 12. And I'm not even joking. You know why? For some reason, our school, on Friday assemblies, they used to play a Frank Sinatra song, and we had to sing it.
Honestly?
Yeah.
So you've had more practice than me, then.
That's right.
Random.
So,
okay.
Now, each of you have about 40 seconds.
A minute. Give them a minute.
Okay. You have about a minute of your own Frank Sinatra song of choice, and then you listening must decide who is the best Frank Sinatra singer. This is so weird.
Remember, it's not about who's the best singer. It's who's the best Frank Sinatra.
So that style of singing, okay? So 0487155544.
All right, so we want you to vote. Rossi and I are very competitive. All right, Everton, Liverpool, this is basically it right now.
Yeah.
All right, so 0487155544. I'll get the music set for you. Rossi's gone to a part of the song that he wants me to play, which I'm going from the beginning.
You need to go backwards a bit, though.
But do you want a reverb?
Yo. Yeah. Down a bit, less toilety. That's it. Perfect. Okay. Go back a bit with the song.
All right, Ross. You ready?
Here we go.
Good luck. Here's Rossi doing his best. Frank Sinatra.
It is 6 a.m., by the way. Here we go.
Here's Rossi doing his best. Frank Sinatra. Here we go.
Sorry.
Here's Rossi doing his best. Frank Sinatra. And for Samsung, you've already WhatsApped that you're voting for Rossi. We're not including it because you have to hear the audition.
True.
Here we go.
These little town blues are melting away. I'm gonna make a brand new start of it. Gonna make it anywhere. It's up to you, New York, New York, New York.
There you go.
Wow.
That was pretty good.
That was amazing, Rossi.
Thank you.
That was amazing.
Your turn.
Now, it's time for Chris Fade.
You've done that many times before, it seems.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Who is the better Frank Sinatra? Is it Big Rossi or Chris Fade? Take it away, Chris Fade.
Go, Chris. Just do your best. Do your best. You'll be right.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I wanna be a part of it. New York, New York.
I was doing Kermit the Frog.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Why are you doing Kermit the Frog?
Because he was pretty good. I thought I'd go for the comedy effect.
But I thought it's Frank Sinatra.
Just, do you want to say who won?
No, I'm going again, then I'll go real. I got it, guys. Like, Ross did a good job, guys, but, like, just hear me out.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today.
wanna be a part of it. New York, New York. These baggy-old shoes are longing to stray right through the very heart of it. New York, New York. I wanna wake up in the city that doesn't sleep and find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap. These little town blues are melting away. I'll make a brand new start of it in old New York. If I can make it there, I'll make it anywhere. It's up to you, New York, New York.
So who's the better Frank Sinatra? Is it Big Rossi or is it Chris Bates?
Why are you saying like that for?
I didn't say anything.
I didn't want Samson on. Samson voted before we even did this song competition.
Well, hello, he knows.
Hello, Samson.
Hello, Chris. Not even close. Rossi is the winner.
Yeah, but you voted before you even heard the singing.
Yes, because I already know Rossi was going to win.
You're voided.
Cheers. Voided. Samson, you're a strong man. Thank you.
Amna, who are you voting for?
Rossi.
Thank you.
Two for Rossi.
Cheers, Amna. Thank you very much.
Hello, Nick. Who are you voting for, Nick?
Yes, hi. I think Chris is the guy who blew it out of the park.
No, I think maybe you're getting the names mixed up.
Thank you, Nick.
I was the first one, right?
Yeah, no, that's great. Thank you, Nick. Ida, who are you voting for?
Ada.
Ada?
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Welcome to the show. Who are you voting for?
Yes, thank you. It's God. My son here is voting. We said Chris, but I think he's voting for Big Rossi.
Oh. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Hold on. You just said he's voting for Chris.
We did, but then he said Big Rossi.
Now, let me talk
which
to
one?
Him.
Which
let me,
one?
Let me talk on. To the kid. Let me talk to the
which,
kid.
Which? Yeah,
let
yeah.
Let's talk to the kid.
Okay.
What's your name, kid?
Hi.
Relax.
Hi.
Mikael.
Hey, Mikael. Hey, it's Chris here. Who are you voting for?
Rossi.
Okay, thank you very much.
Three for Rossi.
Noah, who are you voting for, Noah?
I'm voting for Chris.
Love you,
Chris.
Bro. Thank
are you so getting much. Mixed up? Chris is the one with the man bun.
No, yeah, that's right. Kelly, who are you voting for, Kel?
Rossi, sorry.
Okay. Thank you, Kelly.
Rossi's still in the lead.
Just fair and square beating you all over.
Hold on, what's the score right now?
Like Rossi's five, in the lead. No, 4-2.
No, it's 4-2. 0487155444. We'll take a couple more. NASA, look, I'm looking at the WhatsApp line. I'm dominating a lot of the WhatsApp line. Urmel, who are you voting for?
Yes, I'm Big Rossi.
Thank you very much, Urmel. That's very, so nice of you to say. Thank you. Thank you. I mean, I didn't even practice.
We'll take five more calls. Five. Hello, who's this? Yep, who are you voting for?
Juan,
who are you voting for?
I'm voting for Chris.
Chris, okay.
What?
Okay. Naomi, who are you voting for, Naomi?
Definitely Chris.
Thank you. Thank you so much, okay. Naomi.
Is three everything more
calls,
okay here?
Three What's more going? Calls. Three more calls.
What's going on?
That's great.
Three more calls.
Hello, good morning. Who are you voting for?
Good morning. I'm voting for Chris.
Thank you so much.
Okay, two more. It's a tied game. Two more calls.
Hi, Jackson. Who are you voting for?
Chris.
Oh. Last call.
What is happening
Last
here?
Call.
This is fake.
Hello, Derek. Who are you voting for?
It's weird.
Oh, we lost him.
No.
What?
Claudia, who are we voting for? Is there something wrong? Our phones keep dying every time I was getting someone on. Why? Hello, who's this?
No,
all the phones are dying, I think.
Oh, no.
Let me try again, Claudia. Claudia, who are you voting for?
Are you there?
Rossi's hanging them up. Because they're all voting for me. I just saw it.
Were you cheating?
No, he's hanging on the...
Were you only picking people that said
no,
you...
No, I swear, I'm trying to get even this girl that was going to vote for him. She keeps hanging up.
I do not. You That's were... not...
Get your hand up. Ladies and gentlemen, I've officially won.
He's won, Chris.
I am the better Frank Sinatra off.
What? That is ridiculous.
I won it.
Right, try and do the bit. I did that at the end.
I did it. I
2 minutes 20. Go.
I won it. That's
2 minutes
so 20. Amazing.
See how you sound, dude.
I did it. Don't you? Hey.
Here we go. Go.
These little town blues are melting away.
This is a fix.
Max, who are you voting for, Max?
I voted for you, Chris.
See, like, this is
one
of
them.
Chris Pay.
Yeah, bro.
Have you told everyone to vote on your Instagram or something?
No, I didn't.
No,
thank
this
you,
is
Max.
The, this is the grand finale. Go, go. Here we go.
And if... If I can make it there, I'm gonna make it anywhere. It's up to you, you're. I win, yeah. We're talking Sharjah right now. After these floods, obviously one of the Emirates, you know, tremendously hit was Sharjah. Dubai and, I mean, Abu Dhabi looking fantastic, as are the outer Emirates, I've been told. Dubai doing really, really well, obviously. There are still some delays on the road, which we mentioned. Mm-hmm. So the delays that we had yesterday are pretty much the same. Claire's just got me up on Instagram right now and said that we got a little bit of light rain in Arjan right now.
Mm-hmm.
So we are expecting light showers today. Nothing to worry about. That's what we've been informed by the meteorology guys, right?
They keep saying it's light to moderate. Nothing like what we saw last week.
There were a little bit of winds. We've got some winds in the air, but everyone just take it easy. You live in Sharjah. That drive into Sharjah today, how was it, Basma?
Today it was okay.
It was okay?
Yeah.
Yesterday, how long did it take you to get home yesterday from Dubai, from Media City?
So, going to Sharjah, no traffic from Dubai, but once you get to Sharjah itself...
It's still flooded in many areas, right?
It took me 2 hours.
Okay.
Just in Sharjah.
And I'm just like, yeah, and I'm like 10 kilometers away from my place.
Yeah, so it took you, it only took you like, what, 30 minutes to get from Media City to Dubai?
Yes, exactly.
To Sharjah, but then when you hit Sharjah, it took you about two hours there. I'm sorry, hopefully it's easier today. Now, there is some positive news coming out of Sharjah this morning, which I know I'm getting... A number of messages on social media saying, Chris, could you please talk about Sharjah? Well, we're trying to do all we possibly can as well. What do we have coming out of there?
So this is coming from the Sharjah Emergency Management Team. Mm-hmm. And basically they're directing authorities, all the relevant authorities in Sharjah, to try to do whatever they can. There is a WhatsApp number that they have revealed now. Families, you can send your urgent requests through the WhatsApp number. I'll say it now. I'll say it slowly. 06-501-5161. So 06-501-5161. We'll put this up on our social media as well, so you can get the number. And then the departments, the necessary departments will respond as necessary.
All right. So, just be... Obviously, we're saying be patient, but it's hard to be patient, I'm sure, when you're in a flooded house and, you know, it smells and all that. One thing that I keep seeing going around on news sources as well as on social media is just watch out for the... they don't drink the tap water right now. But then I was like, well, who does drink the tap water? I don't drink tap water.
No, not here.
It's either bottled or filtered for me. So, just be wary of the water as well, all right? When a city floods, the water goes everywhere, right?
Exactly.
So there could be some contamination. I'm not saying there is. I'm just saying just be wary and just have, look after yourself, all right?
Yeah.
All right. 703. Thanks, Basma. Thanks for hanging out with us. She's going to pop back into the studio too, because why? The pop quiz is coming up.
Yeah.
You're going to go.
Oh,
you're gonna,
yeah.
You know the pop quiz is coming up. So hang out with us. Well.
Hit me with a free.
Money. Yeah. The Chris Vachos 10K pop quiz.
10K pop quiz?
Pop. Virgin Radio, powered by
Rack Bank. Oh, Saba, you got through. Good morning.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Good morning.
How you going?
Hi.
Good, good. How are you guys?
I'm good.
I've been loving all the stories on Insta and seeing updates from everyone.
Well, we're glad. We're glad. We're trying to keep everyone updated. How's the week been for you? Are you been okay?
Yeah, thankfully, I was like one of the lucky ones where I didn't get flooded. So I ended up for that. It was really good. But then I'm also grateful for living in this country because everything was like handled so well.
So true. So true, Subba. Gratitude. Gratitude is our attitude. That's remember I said that
yes,
to the kids.
I remember.
This week?
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, well listen, let's get you winning some cash right now, Subba. You know the deal. Rack Bank and us here on Virgin Radio, the Chris Faye Show. We want to give you 10,000 dirhams. You gotta answer 10 questions in 60 seconds. That's all you have to do, okay?
Okay.
All right, good luck. If you don't know the answer, pass. If we have enough time, we'll come back to it. Here we go. Your 60 seconds on the clock. Your time starts right now. What former basketball star appeared in the movie Space Jam?
Michael Jordan.
How many fronds make up the palm Jemera?
8.
Who sings the song Shallow and Rain on Me?
Pass.
What rapper created the
Yeezy?
Sorry, go. Okay.
Sorry, the previous one was Lady Gaga.
Okay. What rapper created the Yeezy brand?
Kanye.
The Royal Challengers Bangalore play what sport?
Cricket.
In meters, how tall is the Burj Khalifa?
180 meters. I don't know.
How many times has Britney Spears been married?
3.
Who sings the song Special and Juice?
Lizzo.
Who sings the songs Take My Breath and The Hills?
The weekend.
I'm going to give you that last one. You are so good. 700 dirhams cash is all yours. Congratulations.
Woo!
Wow. Wow. What did you get wrong? Well, the Burj Khalifa in meters is funny enough. I had asked this question last night to a friend. 828 meters.
That was a conversation.
Yeah,
you
we had a conversation. Weird, right? 828 meters. And then you just didn't get the last question. Budapest is the capital of which city? Did you know it?
Hungry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm hungry as well.
Yeah, you would have got it. You would have. You got 700 dirhams.
Question number two.
Okay. Two as well. Right. Oh, you didn't. You didn't give her that one.
Oh, do you want to?
I don't know. I just thought because how many fronds make up the palm Jemera? 16 fronds.
8 on either side.
Okay, yeah.
She said eight.
Yeah, so I guess you're right. We got to accept 16. Yeah. It's 16 fronds, not 8. But listen, 700 dirhams, it's all yours. Congratulations. Thanks for hanging out with us, all right, Subba?
Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day and thanks for listening. Drive safe. Or Savvy, you've got some news on that airport tunnel. Some people asking if it's opened or not. You're there?
Yes, hi, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Tell me, is it open?
Yes, I was passing by and I saw a lot of cars heading that way, so it's pretty much open.
All right, that's awesome. All right, how's your drive right now? Is it looking okay?
I'm on 311 right now towards Jabal Ali, so it's a bit heavy.
All right, good luck. Yeah, I think there's some traffic around the Jabal Ali area as well, so just be wary of that one. We'll keep you up to date on the roads, ladies and gentlemen. The biggest news for the day would be for our Sharjah residents. You are not forgotten. There is an emergency number if anyone is stuck with the floods right now.
06501-5161. It's going to be up on our social media as well.
All right, 7:31 here on the Chris Faye Show. Oh, man.
What are you looking at?
Well, you know what's going on. Rossi and I wanted to play this game today on the show where we measure.
Yeah.
We weigh things. And it's this viral game. Is it? I think it's from Switzerland. Where's
Germany.
It?
Split the difference.
Is it Germany?
Yeah.
Split the difference.
It's going viral. So what you do, and it's a really cool game show, and it's so stupid, but it's so good, is you get like objects. And then each of you have to cut the object in half and then you weigh each half and you want to see who can get the closest to them both weighing the same.
I love
right?
that.
Right? So like, let's say you got a banana, you cut the banana in what you think would be half or what each side would weigh the same and then you put them on a scale and that's the winner. So Rossi was in charge of what?
Bringing the scale.
Scales, yeah.
Look at the scale that he bought.
It's an easy mistake to make.
It doesn't
Can I
move.
See it?
It's just an ornament. Like it's a statue. It doesn't actually like weigh. It's just.
It's decoration.
Yeah, and it's the size of your fist. It's so small.
This is what happens though, like when you order stuff off the internet, you know, like you get small things by mistake.
Yeah, but no, they usually put it like up next to like a computer mouse or a hand or something. So we're going to have to cancel that game, which means we're going to talk about Rossi getting in trouble at school.
You were waiting for this.
Other kids in class?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
You said after 8 o'clock.
Yeah, well, let's just talk about it now.
We'll do it.
Are you okay with this?
Hello.
I'll tell you. No, because I did something similar. We can both get in trouble together. So earlier on in the show, Rossi mentioned this. I said, no, we're definitely talking about this later on. And that later on time is right now, people. You've got in trouble. There's been a few complaints.
This is a couple of weeks ago.
From your kid's school about you and your parenting. Would you like to explain, Rossi, what you've done?
Apparently I was irresponsible. So sometimes to avoid traffic, if I have to pick one child up from school, I will do so on my Vespa. I've got a nice Pokemon helmet for Annie.
Cute.
It's very cool. It's pink. So one day there was a bit of miscommunication and the kids didn't take their helmets with them.
They take their helmets to school with them?
Yeah.
That's cute. I like that.
Where do they put it?
It's like in their cubby or whatever.
That's and cool.
So like there's a bit of miscommunication and it ended up that the girls didn't go on the bikes to school with their motorbike helmets on. They got in the car instead. So I got to school on my motorbike expecting to pick up, you know, one kid.
And when we say motorbike, we mean like a little Vespa Lambretta. Like he likes to paint the picture that he's on this like, it's more like...
Oh, stop it. I have a question.
Yes.
Okay, so you have two children in that school.
Mm.
Why did you go expecting only to pick up one?
Because one of them does like a class after school
or
something.
I see. Okay, continue.
And by the way, the horn on his Lambretta sounds like this.
That's actually true.
That's his horn.
Okay. So it ended up that I had two kids outside school.
Outside,
they didn't have any helmets or anything. Because they went in the car, right? So I was stuck with two kids outside school.
No helmets. What do?
With a motorbike.
You leave your motorbike there. You call an Uber. You guys go home safely together. That's what you did, right?
No, I got one on the back and one in between my arms and went down the back alleys very, very slowly.
One like between your arms?
Like standing on the floorboards at 2 miles per hour.
Standing.
Like literally, like you could walk faster, right? But... The next day, the complaints came flooding in from parents.
Well, of course they were. But
let's not use the word flooding.
The complaints came in from parents, right? Saying that I was irresponsible and all of
but
this.
But it was irresponsible.
But they don't know the backstory to it.
Totally
okay, hold
that.
On, let's vote. Is it irresponsible Rossi did?
Of course it is, but I had no other option. I was going literally 2 miles an hour down the back alleys.
Now, Chris, you said that you were in a similar situation like Big Rossi.
Hold on. We've got sounds of the Vespa. That's Rossi.
That jokes.
There it is.
Yeah,
that's Rossi.
Yeah, we get it.
I just want to play it.
Yeah, thank you.
Now, all right. Who's more irresponsible? Is it Rossi or is it me? I was really irresponsible.
What'd you do?
Similar story. This was a few months back. How did this happen and why did this happen?
Oh my gosh.
I wasn't planning. Unlike you, Rossi, being the great father that he is, I rarely pick up the kids from school.
Right.
You're a busy man.
But I, on this day, had to go pick them up.
He was forced to.
No, there was something. Yeah, I think the car, our driver's car broke down. School was done. It was all last minute. Kids needed to get somewhere. So they said, can you go pick them up? I said, I will definitely go pick them up. Now, I was in my two-seater car. So I only have a two-seater car that I drive sometimes.
You have two children.
Yeah, but I was like a minute away from the school.
And you live right by the school.
Yeah, I used to live right by the school. So, like, as in 10 minutes. But in school traffic, it takes a while. So I pulled up to the school in the two-seater, and I said to the kids, and they looked at me like, what are we going to do here? I said, just jump in. One of you sit in the seat. One of you crouch on the floor. I was you know, we're very, very close.
It's literally, yeah.
Now, I was seen doing that, and I also received a complaint.
Good.
And it was very irresponsible, but it was an emergency.
Yeah.
Because one of my kids wasn't feeling well at the time.
He's making that up. You're making that up.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
No, say swear.
No, I would never swear.
But
on
you're
anything.
A role model, Chris, though.
You liar.
I'm coming in this story to help you out.
Sorry.
And you're trying to throw me under the bus.
I'm just saying, you know, that's
who's more irresponsible? I think you would be on a Vespa, two kids.
I'm going down the back alleys, literally like slower than you can walk.
I'm like in a safe, very safe British-built car. Like it's good, you know.
Are we really having a contest as to who is more irresponsible?
Shabir, who's more irresponsible?
By all means, Rossi.
Why? I'm going 2 miles an hour.
The correct answer's been given. That's fantastic.
2 miles an hour down the back alleys. People were overtaking me by foot walking, mate.
You're going in Dubai with a Mr. Bean's motorbike.
That's true.
Come on,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, that's...
Well, it should be like all Chris Fade's fans that's, out today, aren't
that's
they?
That's true. Oh, here's Rossi again, rocking up.
Yes, guys.
Thank you, mate. Thanks, Shep.
It's like on
all
purpose.
Right.
You're telling people to call?
I am not telling anyone to call. I'm just literally taking the phone calls as they come. But yeah, who's more irresponsible, NASA?
No, oh, here we go. Here we go, NASA.
There's only one answer. It's Big Rossi.
Why, though? I'm going really slow.
There's no protection. It's slow, yeah. Or not slow. There's no protection around you, is
it? It's true. Nothing there. Like,
but my skills are very good.
No, not at all. Let's not pick up the kids in the Vespa anymore. I think that should just be a no.
I'm picking one up today on the back.
I think there should be a no picking up kids on a Vespa. Like, I'm sure that's...
That's not a thing, is it?
I don't think it's even legal.
Get out.
Like, I don't think you should do that, Ross. I really don't think it. Afra, who is more irresponsible?
I'm sorry, guys. You're going to hate it, but both of you.
Yeah. They're equally.
Oh, why did they give the correct answer on that? That wasn't a correct answer.
Good answer.
It is irresponsible. I mean, I know. Don't ever do what we did. But
Reshma, who's more irresponsible?
Chris, you as well as Rossi both. If your car had to break, the girl who had crouched in the car would have got equally hurt.
Yeah.
So you can't absolve yourself from the problem.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, they've given a correct answer on that as well.
Yep.
Yeah, no, very irresponsible. Very irresponsible from both of us, both fathers here. Ross, what should we do?
I don't know, but like...
Don't do it again.
What's that punishment?
I learned my lesson about it. I did learn my lesson.
It's because the had people complaining, right?
Like 4 or 5 people.
So they, how did they get in contact? The school got in contact with
the teachers and stuff. Wow. Teachers told me.
How'd you get in trouble?
Yeah, I just got a message on the WhatsApp. Hello, Mr. Chris. We've had a few complaints.
What have we learned today?
But like people, like I get it.
Nothing.
I totally get it.
I get it as well.
But
if I saw a father,
I understand
do what,
that. But like the backstory, you don't know though.
Yeah, agreed. We had an emergency.
Like, before you, like, shout and tell us how to parent. Yeah. And I pride myself on my parent, as does Chris, parenting skills.
Yeah.
We are very good. You need to know the backstory before you...
Let's finish off with a few... Yasmina, here's on hold, being on hold. Yasmina, let's wrap this up.
Yes. Hi, hello, guys. Honestly, both of you have the right to be irresponsible sometimes because all of us as parents, we are amazing. We're doing a lot for our kids. Sometimes if we let it go because we have an emergency and life happens, it's okay. So it's a great memory for the kids. And sometimes you just laugh about it a few years later on. So for me, it's just all good.
Thank you.
Judgmental people, bye-bye.
Yeah, they're giving the right answer as well. Thank you, Yasmina. Yeah. Virgin
update. You can come on any time.
That's awesome. No, we won't do that again, though. I don't think you should be picking up your kid in the Vespa.
Why, though?
It's not safe.
I'm going to... Yeah, I mean, I literally live around the corner.
I'm going to...
We'll see how we go. Can you get the right scales for tomorrow's game, though? so we can do the scales game.
Yeah.
How are we looking? The news headlines right now, pretty.
Banks and insurance companies are being told to allow the postponement of repayment of personal and car loan installments, which is good news. More on that coming up.
Hopefully.
Virgin Radio 104.4.
Pretty Malik's Gossip.
With Disney Plus. Don't miss the latest series and bingeable favorites on Disney Plus. Watch FX's Shogun, Grey's Anatomy, and so much more. Download the app and subscribe now.
All right, Goss, pretty, what have you got?
So Kim Kardashian's Instagram has taken a hit, and it's all because of Taylor Swift's latest album. So Taylor Swift dropped the album, The Tortured Poets Department, right, mm-hmm. the other day. There's a song on there called Thank You, Amy.
Okay.
Now, when you see Thank You, Amy visually, everything is in lowercase except for the K on thank and the I-M on Amy, which then spells out Kim. And apparently it's a diss track to Kim Kardashian. You can hear a little bit of it. There's some bad words. I couldn't wait to show you it was real. Scream away me to the night sky as the blood was gushing. But I can't forget the way you made me hear. I wrote a thousand songs that you find uncool. I built a legacy which you can't undo. But when I count the scars, there's a moment of truth that there wouldn't be this if there hadn't been you. She also calls Kim a super tanned bronze statue.
Who's more power? Is it Taylor Swift or Kim Kardashian, do you think?
Well, let me tell you why. Ooh. Taylor Swift may have more power, because ever since that came out, Kim Kardashian's lost over 100,000 followers and counting. Now, she obviously has a... of course, it's dropped. But it's just continuous. Like, she's continuing to lose followers. She's got 363 million.
Okay, so Kim's got 363 million followers. Taylor Swift, 283. So Kim's got about a million more, nearly.
100 million.
100 million more, yeah. That's crazy.
That's a big difference. But yeah, she's killing it.
All right,
and
there we go.
Finally, we talked about this. Drake dropped this diss track against mm-hmm. Kendrick Lamar called Taylor Made Freestyle. In it, we heard an AI Tupac. We heard an AI Snoop Dogg.
Yep.
Here's what the AI Snoop sounded like if you missed it.
They did what?
When? Passed you the torch at the House of Blues, and now you got to do some dirty work. You know how to move, right?
Sounds so good.
Right?
For AI.
So now, obviously, Snoop Dogg is alive and well.
Yep.
Snoop Dogg had no idea that Drake was going to be doing this. So everyone started messaging Snoop. Snoop then gets onto his Instagram in response.
They did what? When? How? Are you sure?
What's going on? I'm going back to bed. Good night.
Or was it really him, or was that AI Snoop doing it again?
No, it was really him. No, it was him. It was him. He, like, did a video.
It's pretty crazy. There we go. Thank you, pretty. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fest.
We're live. It's Virgin Radio. The emergency services out of Sharjah this morning put out a WhatsApp number. If anyone you know needs emergency help in Sharjah due to the floods, there is a number. It is on our Instagram page now. Go to Virgin Radio DXB and spread it. Share it. Let everybody know what's going on, because we were getting a lot of messages out from Sharjah. We are with you every step of the way. We're getting calls as well. Sharjah bound somewhat. Sham, you're on with us. Hey, Sham, how you doing?
I'm good, thanks. Good.
So what's going on? You've got a road that's open right now?
Yeah, amazing. It took me an hour to get home yesterday, and today Alwada Street was open, so 20 minutes I was back home.
Oh, great. So Alwada is open right now.
It's Etihad Road, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, amazing.
All right, that's amazing. That's good to hear, man. I'm glad it was an easier run for you, all right?
Absolutely.
All right, bro. God bless. Take care. It's 7:57. Hey, you know who's coming into the studio? These guys are like the biggest boy band out of the Philippines.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this is huge.
SB19 are going to be in the studio with us.
If you're an SB19 fan, give me a call. I'll try to get you on with them, right? I know my Filipino community would be, like, loving this. SB19 joining us in studio in a moment. 0487155444. Hey, also news that I wanted to get out today is Dave Chappelle. Those tickets are on sale. You can go to livenation.me. Dave Chappelle tickets on sale. Emmy award winning comedian Dave Chappelle coming to the Etihad Arena May 24th. Sorry, that's May 24th. Thursday, the 23rd of May. Let me get that out.
Yeah,
May 23rd this year, Chappelle coming. You don't want to miss it. Another big one, another busy one. Roads looking a lot better than they were yesterday. However, huge delays still across the country. So just take it easy. You're stuck with us, all right? You're stuck with us. We have an amazing group of individuals in the studio right now. These guys are selling shows around the world. They finally have landed themselves in Dubai. They've got a big show at The Agenda tomorrow night. You can grab your tickets from Platinum List. It's the one, the only, it's SB19! Hello! Did we get you up early, right? They're like, you got to do a morning show? You're like, no!
Yeah, we did. It sounds like that.
It felt like that, right? So you guys just flew in from the Philippines last night, yesterday?
Yeah.
I'm glad you missed the floods. Obviously, you guys heard about all the floods and everything, right?
Yeah, we saw that in the news all over.
But you've come in. It looks pretty good right now. Like, you're driving the streets. You're like, hey.
It's like nothing happened.
Right? It's like nothing happened. Exactly. So, listen, big show tomorrow night, The Agenda. Yeah. We're excited. I know that the huge Filipino audience as well. You guys are a household name in the Philippines. How does that feel? Like, how does that feel to be, like, just super famous? Is it cool to be famous?
Well,
it's cool and it's not.
Okay, tell me the good things. Well, like, what are the good things about the fame side of things?
Because like we could inspire people through our music.
It's awesome.
And the not fun thing about being famous is like your privacy. You know, like you get to have your personal stuff, but then you can't because
there is no privacy. Yeah. How's the media in the Philippines? Like, I know, like, in Australia, where I'm originally from, and in the UK, it can get really, really full on. Uh-huh. How's the media treat, like, you guys when it comes to fame in the Philippines? Is it like that you have your own space?
Depends.
I guess the media is not like the Western paparazzi.
Okay. So you're not walking out of, like, a restaurant and they're taking photos of you guys. That. Okay.
But it's the fans and,
they really... But you're all good looking guys, man. Like, you got what do you want? Like, what do you want? How did you guys come together as a band, SB19? How did this all come about?
We auditioned in a company before, and it's a long story. But to cut it short, last 2016, all of us auditioned. Not all of us. It's me, Josh, and Pablo. We auditioned together in the same year.
Okay.
But then a lot of things happen. Well, bad things happen. Then a lot of our co-trainees, they quit because of the long process, the long training. But then
really?
Then a lot of things happen. Then I don't know what happened. And then Ken auditioned, then Justin auditioned, and then the company suddenly decided to form a group, five group, and decided to name us SB19, and then boom.
This is where we are now.
That's awesome, man. It's because people think it's an easy journey. They think it's easy to be part of a band and like, these guys, it's a lot of hard work, right? There's a lot of pressure on you boys as well to do what you got to do. So some of you have only just recently known each other over the last 4 years. Like, it's not like you grew up together as kids, right?
Me and Josh, we known each other for,
I think, more than 10 years.
Yeah. Oh, like wow.
Because we were on the same group before. We compete internationally in Korea and other countries like Indonesia. But Pablo is the,
I'm the loner.
You're the loner.
I don't have friends.
Well, we can be friends. We're all friends here, okay? We're all friends. I mean, you guys have... I mean, this is the one of the biggest... You got nominated as well, which I think is brilliant, for like the Billboard Awards. Like, you guys are just doing it not only like locally around Asia, but you're going worldwide, which is a beautiful thing. Is there a pinnacle? Is there a dream for SB19? Is there a performance that you want to be on? Is it at the Billboards? Is it the halftime at the Super Bowl? Is it Jimmy Fallon in the States? Is it here in Dubai at the Agenda? Like, what is that one show
all
that you
it.
Guys
all of it
all of it
we want to perform
but if we're to pick one
yeah
you say it
no you say it
I would like to perform in Coachella.
You can do that.
Has there been an act from the Philippines ever at Coachella?
I think not.
Okay.
SB19.
We're putting it out. SB19, first Filipino act to perform at Coachella. I think Coachella has done over the last few years, they have really started to embrace that international scene, right?
We are
getting more artists from internationally, especially from India. Who we had recently?
AP Dillon was this year. Diljit Dosanjh was last year. So I think it's going to happen. Yeah.
All right, the boys are performing The Agenda tomorrow night, Dubai Media City. That's around the corner here. Tickets at Platinum List. We're going to hang out. We've got a few of your fans that want to chat to you next, if that's cool with you.
Yeah.
All right.
And you got to sing.
Of course.
Early in the morning.
Yeah, they got to get the voices. La 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 la. David Guetta right now. Usher, this is Without You. 8:21. We're live on Virgin Radio. This is the Chris Fade Show. More with SB. 19. No! Let's go! I can't. I'm the only one singing it. I will never
be the same without you. Without you.
They sound good.
Not you, though.
SB19 are in the studio with us.
What's up?
So what are we expecting tomorrow night at The Agenda? This is a nice big show at The Agenda tomorrow night. Are we going to hear all your hits?
Yes. And of course, we're expecting the fans.
Yeah. Can we just go through some of the songs? Obviously, this is a huge one.
Oh, yeah. Gento.
So when you guys hear the music, like, are the songs delivered to you guys and say, hey, here's an option for a song. What do you boys think? Like, when you hear it, do you know, yeah, we want this one. This is a good song. Is that how it is?
For the past few years, most of our songs are made by the members, especially Pablo.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's awesome.
He wrote most of our songs. But sometimes we have, like, producers show songs to us, and then we pick, like, oh, this one is nice. And then we write lyrics.
That's pretty cool. Like, you're at the point of your career now where, like, producers want to give you music that you guys get to write to and just go through. So we've got, obviously, Where You At as well, which was huge.
Actually, we had a concert for... just for this song, like 2 years ago.
Yeah, we had a tour.
We had a tour just for this song.
Yeah. And then it's Crimson.
It's a banger.
You can feel it.
Actually, we had a hard time to decide which song to be our
the main track.
Is it Gento or Crimson? Because both of them were really a banger.
Yeah. But they both are great, right?
If you're going to choose, is it Gento or Crimson?
You asking me right now?
Yeah.
This one here.
It's Where You At.
It's hard, right?
So good, man.
How do you decide?
It's majority wins.
Okay, all right.
I would. Crimson for me, I think.
Yeah.
I think for me. Like, I mean, they're both really good, obviously, but I don't know. There's something about it. You know what? Chantel, you're a huge fan of SB19.
It's SB19.
Chantel, I'm gonna allow you just to be on with SB19 now. You've got 30 seconds. Do say whatever you want to go. Here we go. Over to you.
Hi guys, I'm such a huge fan. I've just been here in Dubai for 7 months, and you make me feel like home. Honestly,
whenever I
play your music, like, I feel so safe and home. And I just love you guys, and I just want to see you guys tomorrow.
See you. Which section are you in?
No, I haven't bought my tickets yet. I don't have the money.
Okay, so buy your tickets now.
Oh my gosh. See you. Chantel, did you say...
I just love you so much.
Chantel, did you say you want to go to the show, but you don't have the cash to do so?
Yeah, I don't have a cash.
All right, so me and the boys, we're all going to put in money and we'll grab you two tickets, all right? So we'll get you two tickets to the show.
Hey, let's do this.
Let's go.
All right. You guys are going to put in 90%, though, okay?
Good thing I forgot my card.
I take credit card. I cannot do. Chantel, we'll make sure that we get you to that show so you can see the boys live perform, all right?
Yay!
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. I love you guys. I love you, Christmas.
Love you too, Chantel. Well, I love it. See, that's a beautiful thing, isn't it? Yeah. Isn't that a beautiful thing that not many people get to experience? Yeah. Like, she said that you make her feel safe. Mm-hmm. Like, the only person to ever say like, that is my wife. Oh. Honestly, like,
that,
you've
that,
got...
That's sweet, that's sweet.
Like, but that's cool that you make people sound feel like safe. Home. It's beautiful. Okay, so again, SB19, they're in the studio right now. They're at the amazing Agenda tomorrow night. You can grab your tickets, go to Platinum List. I hope you enjoy Dubai. Before we get you out of here, we want to hear the voices. Can we hear a little bit? I don't know what you guys are going to do, but I'm sure you got something. They're all good to go.
But show Gento.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Here we go. Once again, the Chris Fade Show, Virgin Radio, live performance, SB.
Check. I want some, I get some, no later. Oh, I woke up and baked dead potato. Got car shaped me for major, but I stay me, not mediocre.
Look up and tell me what you see. A Gucci, but the question is, it's really me. A movie of an Alina, my reality. Cause you see, model me, ew, cadere.
Yeah, I'm gonna see you later. Pagkatapos ko mag-shower. Medyo ramdam ko ng power. Pero kulang pa sa sour mga hater kaya.
Amin mga bagay-bagay. Pwedeng ani sa aking bahay. Himig lang daw ang matibay. Pero pag tinupag talagang mag-ingay.
Gento. Dito basta bingo. Limo, makompleto barang bento. Gento!
Anong kaya mo?
Pilip na kinukayang bumbunan, makakita lang ng ginto. Kahit na wala pang hinto. Siento, porsyento bawat bitaw ko. Mismo, ano kaya mo? Di ka basta makakakita ng ginto!
Wow! SB19! Yeah. I do want to say one thing, which is highly important here. When you... He's taken the head notes off.
He's gonna run
the show. If you bought Ross, oh, he's walked it out. No, don't walk out. Hold
your head. Turn it off then.
Tomorrow, it's the local derby. It's Liverpool, who's my team, versus Rossi's relegated Everton.
We're not relegated. We've got a good chance of staying up. Thank you.
That must be such a hard thing to have to do. Like, you must think about that daily.
I do, yeah, I do. And I'm always searching stuff all the time. But it's. In a sad way, it's sort of similar to winning the Premier League.
So just
staying up, it's so sad.
Staying in the league is going to be your victory. That's so sad.
It is a sad, but we're in a sad situation at the moment. But
can I ask a question? Technical question.
That's like going through a divorce and being happy about it because you didn't lose your money at the end of it.
Unnecessary comparison. That made no sense. Okay, so just to go through it again. So if Everton lose tomorrow, is it done? That's it for the season?
No, we can afford to lose tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, they've got lots of money. They've been spending it. They can definitely afford it.
So you can lose tomorrow and you still won't be relegated?
We've still got a very good chance of staying up because we've got like four remaining games after that, basically.
What position's Liverpool in right now, Pretty? Could you just tell me on the ladder?
Second, is it?
You're tied first. Oh. You're level on
with Arsenal.
With Arsenal.
With my brother. With my brother's team, Arsenal.
Arsenal's going to win the league.
Arsenal's a great team. Great team. Great supporters. Great company.
Hold on, though. But Man City have only played 32 games. So they've got like a game in hand. They're on 73 points.
So we're going to throw it out to you. You listen to this show. You hear us talk about Everton. You hear us talk about Liverpool. Tomorrow's game. When is it? Tomorrow? Is it?
Tomorrow night, 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock.
I'm staying up for it, guys. So Thursday's going to be interesting.
We're going to suggest... Rossi and I are going to do a bet here.
Okay.
Where the loser has to do something. What should the losing team member have to do? So if Everton lose, what should Rossi have to do? Now, if Liverpool lose, what should I have to do?
When's the game again?
Tomorrow night. 11 o'clock. So
okay,
we can decide this, work on it tomorrow,
okay,
and then execute it by tomorrow. 04-871-5544. What's the challenge? What should we do? What's the punishment? What happens if our team loses? I mean, what about getting a tattoo of the other?
No!
Absolutely
that's
not.
That's extreme.
Why? You can get the Liverpool emblem, the bang, straight on there, Ross.
Never.
Why?
No, I can't do that.
All right, what about you just you'll never walk alone?
No.
No, absolutely not. It's no.
All right. 04-871-5544. Who do you think, or what do you think we should do for punishment somewhat if we lost the bet? What is it that we're doing? We're getting already some WhatsApps coming in. We'll take a few calls in the morning. Yusuf has said, Rossi, imagine this. Final day of the season. Everton beat Arsenal to avoid relegation. And with that, win Liverpool.
Liverpool win the league.
Oh my God. That's a
imagine
great.
Imagine that. Final day of the season. Everton beat Arsenal to avoid relegation. It's
but
not going to get to that
but
stage.
Then we
though,
win
Yusuf.
The league. Oh.
It's not going to get to that stage, though, Yusuf. We're going to be fine.
All right. Carissa, you're on with us, Carissa. What do you think the losing team should have to do?
You have to come to work with your face painted with the other team's colors.
I like that.
Oh, that's a
I
good
like
one.
That. I
that's
like good. That.
Face painted with the other team colors. Yeah.
I think you would, Carissa, if I can add.
Oh, my gosh. Rossi would have to have Liverpool on his face.
I reckon what would happen is, if that was the case, Chris had somehow organized it so the paint was permanent. I could tell exactly
what
you
like
were.
I feel like the person who won should do it to the other person, though.
Yeah,
no, like we're not
if,
doing that.
Like if Rossi loses, yeah. Chris, you get to paint his face red, and if Rossi wins, he gets to paint your face blue.
Can I just say something? Excuse me here, Carissa, but there's a very good chance that it's going to be a draw.
Oh, what happens if there's a draw?
Nothing.
Are we entertaining that scenario?
No, I think if it's a draw, we don't do anything. If it's
and
got
it's at home this time at Goodison Park.
If Everton was to like, if you were to lose, and we had Liverpool painted on your face. I would take a photo. I would go and buy. I'll get a publicist involved to start promoting that we found Dubai's biggest Liverpool fan.
Last time,
his face.
Last time you did that, you put a billboard up of me on JBR saying I'm Liverpool's biggest fan.
Yeah, I'll roll with that again. All right, I love that, Carissa. That was a great suggestion.
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
Lynn, you want to add to the punishment? Losing team. What do you think?
I do. I think you should sing each other's anthem, team anthem, every hour, on the hour, all day, and wear each other's t-shirts all day.
That's pretty good as well.
All day.
I'd love to be a when you
all
are.
Day.
I mean, I feel confident. I do feel confident.
Rossi, very
Rossi,
confident.
Don't do that
Rossi,
to yourself.
Rossi, it's Everton.
Yeah, but it's at home, and we're on fire at the moment. Beat Nottingham Forest 2-0.
Maxwell, what do you think we should do, punishing whatever team loses?
I think the loser had to be riding scooter to work every day.
Ride the scooter? Rossi does that anyway half the time.
That.
That's enjoyment for me.
That's a good thing. Omar, what do you think we should do?
So, the idea was that whichever team loses wears the other team's jersey and updates the profile picture and gets the face painted and walks through the studios the whole day.
Okay, so...
Yeah, and you know what else we can throw in top there, on top as well, right?
Yeah.
You have to wear, like, the opposite teams. Like, you have to wear an Everton full kit, shorts, socks, T-shirt. And...
Could do.
Yeah. You have to go down to the supporters' club. At the next event.
That's just too far.
It's got to be an instant thing. I like the idea of doing like the full kit for the day and walking around.
Face painting?
Yeah, I like that.
Full kit?
I like that.
All right, and sing the anthem.
Oh, please. Everton win this, this will be the greatest day of my life. Please. Oh,
Say it again in the camera because we're going to use this clip
right
when you lose, and we're going to edit it all in. So go ahead, say it to the camera.
Okay, right. So the match is coming up tomorrow night, 11:00. If Everton beat Liverpool, Chris Fade has to wear a full Everton kit, shorts, socks, jersey. He has to have his face painted all over blue and blue hair.
No, I'm not touching my hair.
Oh, it's a bit touchy about the hair.
No, not the hair.
Yeah, not the hair.
That wasn't part of the convo.
That goes below everything there.
And you just have to sing Spirit of the Blues all day and basically just go to places where Evertonians are.
Okay, no, we're not going to do that.
No, that's not part of it.
Okay, so there it is. It's official. Tomorrow's night's game, Liverpool versus Everton. So we can chat about this more tomorrow. But just know that when Liverpool completely demolish, I can already see like a 3-1 victory for Liverpool. Rossi will be having the Liverpool full kit on, face painted, singing the biggest song in the world, You Walk.
Chris, 1 second, mate. What was the last score out of Liverpool?
It was 0-0.
0-0?
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about the last game you played. What was the score?
What are you talking about? The song's on. It's Virgin.
So my viewer was disconnected. So actually, I've been jobless for almost 2 years, searching for a job, my wife and I. Mm-hmm. And the kids also can't go to school. So
our finance hasn't been really good, so we've just been managing with the rent, so could not meet up in paying the bills, and it was disconnected. The outstanding was around 3,676, so I managed to come up with like 2,700. I went to Dewa, pleaded with them, because I was told that when you pay a certain amount, and they can, depending on amount, you can do an installment and they'll reconnect if they didn't accept that.
All right. So what's the outstanding right now on the electricity bill? What are you going to pay?
976.
Okay.
976.
Oh, I will pay that right now. There's no issue. We'll get that done. We'll get that done today.
Amazing, Chris.
Just send us the... Have you got your number?
Contract number.
Give us your contract number.
Account number, yeah.
Just as soon as we get off this call, WhatsApp it. We'll get it done now. Okay?
Thank you so much. Thank
pleasure,
you so
bro.
Much.
You. We will put you in contact with these people. We've got to get a job for Derek. This is no one should be going without power for their children or electricity or trying to cook in a difficult situation.
No, not at all. Not and at Derek, all. Would you specifically have to do that job, or would you try something else just for the time being?
For anything, so long as we sustain my family.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Cool. Derek, send me your DWA number right now. Well, I'm going to clear that for you, so we'll get that power switched on ASAP.
That's
please
nice.
Send the number through. Okay, we'll get that done.
Thank you very much.
We will get calls. I know this country, and I know this show that we will get calls. I know that we'll. Oh, okay, hold on. We've already got one right now. Niha, what's up?
Hello. Hi. How are you? Good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, I just wanted to say that I heard Derek's story, and I feel really, really, really bad for him. And it's a very difficult situation that he is. And a few days back, where I work, I heard they wanted someone for accounts, like a third person.
Mm-hmm.
So if I could give my email address and he sends the CV, I will try my best to get his CV forward to our HR, and I hope so that...
All right, well, let's see. We're gonna pass you on. We'll get your email address. Derek, we'll get her email address, Niha's. Send through your CV, okay? Let's see if we can get you in the door for an interview, okay?
I'll do that as soon as possible.
All right, brother. God bless. Send me that DWA number. I'll clear that today. Guys, if anyone needs anyone at their workplace, Derek's here waiting. He works in finance, but he's ready to do anything. Let's get that. Let's get him back up on his feet. He's got a family. He's got kids. You know how that is.
Just imagine that.
You're right, Ross? Imagine honestly, that. Like, you and I are fathers. We've
no
got kids.
No power, you know. Just can't cook. It's terrible.
All right. 04-871-5544. Derek, our thoughts are with you. We love you, brother. Stay strong. Thanks for getting in contact with us. Mullah will relay all those messages that are going to come through now, okay?
Thank you very much. Mm. I really appreciate it. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Stay strong, mate.
Thank you. Thank you.
God bless. It's Virgin Radio. We're just hooking up Derek. Derek's called in randomly and just been doing it tough, mate. Haven't been able to get a job for a couple of years. Owes a bit of money on the D where the electricity's been cut off. I've just paid that, man. All right, Derek, it's done. Your email is something83@gmail.com, just to confirm.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
It was 976.
Yes, sir.
Done. Yes, sir. Done. So
amazing.
So can you call up DWA now when you get a second, when we get off this phone call?
Yeah.
And just get them to reconnect it. But they
usually do it straight away.
They do it. Can I just say, shout out to DWA right now, because paying that bill took me 7 seconds to do.
Yeah, it literally did.
So
yeah.
It's done. I'll send you a receipt as well, just so you've got that purchase there. Can I say, D, we've got more than 15 to 20 messages of people wanting to help you out. I think, Rossi, you took a call as well regarding a job.
I had a guy, he wants to remain anonymous. He sounded very emotional, actually, about your story. And he just says, tell Derek to call me today, to meet me today. It will be done. He will have a job. That's
okay.
That's his words. That's his words, Derek. So I've got the number here. We're going to pass it on. And loads of the other numbers that have come through as well, we'll pass them over to you.
All right. So God bless you, mate. Stay strong. And hopefully it gets sorted out in the next week, okay?
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All good, mate. All good. Jamie, thanks for calling in, bro. I know you got some help as well, mate.
Yeah, hi, how you doing?
Good, man, good. You work in, you're in finance, you think you might be able to help out as well?
Yeah. So if you can send me your CV over, I should be able to get an interview.
All right, brother. I appreciate that. Thank you so much. There's so many, a lot of you guys message. That's what I love about this country. We all help each other out.
Exactly. All come together.
It's beautiful. Shavanthi, thanks. I know you work in HR. You said you want to try to help as well.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Shivani.
Shivani, yep.
Yeah, that's fine. So, yes, I do work in HR, and I actually have a vacancy of a finance executive, so I'd love to help him.
Thank you so much, Shivani. Thank you so much. We'll put you in contact as well. So, appreciate you guys. That's it. We've done what we could do here.
This is amazing. Chris, well done for doing that as
nothing,
well.
Nothing. 900 Ds, nothing.
I've got a bill as well. Any chance?
No. That is it for us. We're back tomorrow. The pop quiz does return. Guys, thanks for everybody today helping out. We helped a lot of people out. Thanks to SB19 from the Philippines. What a huge group they are joining us in the studio. We are back tomorrow with more cash and more of everything, all right? Have yourselves a great day. Eddie's up next from myself, Chris Fade, and the team. Drive safe, be safe, wear your seatbelts. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.